Last time on our exploration through the subject of writing Jaws scripts, we're writing a script that counted up, and we got it to count up with each press of the keystroke tied to the script, and decided we wanted to cause it to behave a little differently. So we were going to write some if statements to control that. And the script was
let x equals x plus 1.
Let x equals x plus 1. X was our global variable.
Say integer left parent, x right parent.
And then we're going to speak the value of x with this say integer command. Well, let's go to the left line here, or left of the line that says say integer, and push it, and make sure you're at the left margin by pressing the home key. Otherwise, when you press an enter to insert a blank line, it'll break up the line you're on. And we don't want that.
Enter.
So now we have a blank.
Blank.
Between.
Let x equals x plus 1. Blank.
And the say integer statement. So, when we come in here, we're going to add 1 to x, and then we're going to evaluate what is the present value of x. Well, if it's 6, we don't want that. We want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if it becomes 6, or anything greater than 5, in fact, we're going to want to turn it back into 1. The safe thing to do is to say greater than 5. But we're under control here. We can do it either way we like. So let's type an if statement.
If space. Left parent x space.
If I want to say equal to, I have to put two equal signs in here. But I'm going to put one for now.
Equals space 6 right parent space T-A-E-N.
So we got.
If left parent x equals 6 right parent n.
Now we go to the next line. Now here's what we're going to do. Only if x equals 6.
Enter.
Now I'll put the tab key to indent us a little bit.
Tab.
We'll just say let x equal 1.
L-E-T space equals.
Whoops.
Equals x space equals space 1.
Typing a little slower there, so it'll be sure and say it all. Somebody hasn't told me what's the matter with my
L.
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 What's, why is that? Okay, so now that line says
let x equals 1.
And that's all we really want to do. Next line.
Enter.
Now we're going to go back to the left margin. We're just going to leave it here. We don't need to do any more tabs because that's the end of our if. We'll say
E-N-E-I-F.
Okay, let's see if it compiles.
Control-S, compile error, syntax error in if condition, okay.
Nope, there's a syntax error in the if condition. Oh, that's good, that's a relief. Press the enter here for the okay.
Enter. Notepad.js. If left parent x equals, it's right parent n.
And it's positioned us on the line that has the missing equals sign.
Left parent x equals.
There we go. Some languages will let you put a single equal in there, but this one fortunately doesn't. The deal is, if you want to ask if x is equal to something, you need to put two equal signs. So we'll do that. Oh, actually, let's do greater than. I'll just take this out here.
Space.
Now we'll put a greater than sign in, which is a shift period.
Greater.
Now our line reads, if x is greater than 6, actually what we want is 5, don't we?
6 right there. Right there.
5. If x is greater than 5, then we're going to do this.
If left there, that's greater 5 right there then. Let x equals 1. End of.
That should do it. That should do it. So with the condition there, the expression in the if statement being x greater 5 could have been x greater equals 5, x equals equals 6. You can also use the shift comma for less than. And all of these operators are described in the control I insert function dialog, it turns out. If you go in here, I think you see those. Even the minus and the plus and all the very basic operators. And they're also described in Ken Gould's excellent scripting manual, located in your manuals directory. I think we have what we want here. Let's roll it and see.
Ls compile complete notepad.js. Alt tab untitled dash notepad untitled notepad 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 3 4 5.
Yeah, that's the deal. That's what we wanted. Now, if we needed to make our if statement more complicated, this little expression here that's evaluating. Actually, let's talk about that expression in general first, and then I'll tell you how to make it more complicated. I've put it in parentheses. If open paren, expression, close paren. And it's not really necessary to put that extra group of parentheses on there. I'm just more associated with other languages that do require it. And with JAWS scripting, it doesn't really matter. You can or you can't. It depends on your personal preference. But when you start making it more complicated, you will want to do parentheses to control what operations happen first in order to evaluate the expression. Here's the deal with expressions. Inside the if statement, the script interpreter will evaluate the numbers that you place in there, and if the result of that evaluation is zero, then the if condition is false. If it's non-zero, it's true. So, for example, you have an integer variable that's value 69, and you say, if X, it'll be true, because it's non-zero. So, when we evaluate expressions like X greater than 5, the script interpreter creates a zero or a non-zero number based on whether or not this thing is actually true. So you'll see constants around from time to time that mention, say, false or true, and those are equated to zero or one, typically, somewhere else, just for convenience. Well, it may be that we want, let's say, X to be greater than 5, but less than 10. And we only want to run our if condition, and we want it to be true only if those things are both true. The way to do that, this is really getting a little bit tricky, but this is the kind of stuff that can hang you up if you're trying to write scripts, is this little detailed stuff. We want to make this if statement look like that. We want to say, if X is greater than 5, and X is less than 10. And here's how I do it. Our statement currently reads,
if left there, next greater 5, right there, then.
I'm going to put extra parentheses in here. Go to the left and come over here.
F space, left paren.
If, alright, the left paren, I'm going to type another one of these.
Left paren. Space.
Couple of spaces in there, okay? Just because when you do insert left and right arrow, you can actually move by word if you got some spaces. Alright, so now we're going to have our first condition.
X, space, greater, space 5, right paren, space.
Now, let's get rid of this then on the end here.
Length.
We don't want that yet. Now our right line reads,
if left there, that's greater 5, right there.
Now, we don't have an even number of parentheses, do we? We got two lefts and one right. Let's go to the next line and write the rest of this if statement.
Enter.
And I'll do a tab this time to indent it.
Tab.
And do another left paren.
Left paren, S, space, less, space, 9, right paren, space.
Okay, now wait a minute, don't do a space.
Right there.
We need another right paren.
Right paren.
Now we got two of them.
Left paren, that's left nine, right paren, right paren.
There we go, we needed two of them because we had to close. Remember we had that first one, first line had an extra right left paren, and this has the, oh, you get it.
Right paren.
This one has a extra right paren, so well, that's balance, I hope.
Space, T-H-E-N.
There we go. Now we have two lines.
If left paren, that's greater five, right paren. Left paren, that's left nine, right paren, right home.
We forgot something. I'm going to go to the left end of the second line.
Left paren.
Move over to the left paren and include the key operator here.
And. Space.
That was and, which was shift 7. And I had two of them. Then there's a good reason for it. We're not ready to talk about the reason, but if you want to do this kind of thing where you combine two expressions like that, you have to use the ampersand twice for and, or the
vertical bar.
Yeah, shift backslash is the vertical bar.
Vertical.
You can use two of those if you want to do or. If you want to say if X is greater than 5 or X is less than 9, that will run whether either of those is true. We chose the and case, which means they both have to be true in order for the enclosed block of statements down here between here and the end if to run. That should compile. Let's see if it does. It does. It won't do anything useful for us. I simply wrote it in order to demonstrate how you make more complex if statements. Now, if I wanted to put 4, 5, or 10, or 20 clauses like that on there, I just simply wouldn't have put the extra right paren on the second line. And I wouldn't put the then there. I'd just go to the next line and do another indent and do it ampersand or whatever else I needed to do and another expression until I was done. And the last line, I'd put the extra right paren to close the whole thing and the keyword then. And that would be it. You can make some very elaborate if statements that just twist your mind, and it's hard to describe what they'd be like, but they can use these and or operators to construct some very specific conditions under which a piece of your code will run. If you have any comments you'd like to make about the series or questions you'd like us to discuss here on the air, send your messages to scriptman@acbradio.org.